Clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
It's February 21st, the greatest day ever. On the 21st of February, 1948, the National Association for Stock Car Racing, or NASCAR, is officially incorporated, and new fans were excited for the first radio broadcast.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, fellows.
Have a great February 21st, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport.
We're going to do something about this horrible situation that's going on. We're going to all figure it out together. So I want to listen, and then after I listen, we're going to get things done.
President Trump meeting with students and parents following last week's school shooting in Florida. Lawmakers in Tallahassee getting an earful from students who want action.
Hundreds of students from Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High and other schools are in Florida's capital and don't plan to leave until lawmakers see school safety from their perspective.
We just want to change their mindset.
And while Douglas students are saying gun control isn't their focus, other groups with that focus are in the crowd.
Fox's Evan Brown. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing in the red. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It takes a lot to become a Winter Olympian. Strength, courage, determination, and many other things your sorry ass don't have. So I'll stop listing them. Instead, let's talk about pancakes. I love pancakes, especially with butter or syrup, but not jelly. That's for toast, fool. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
And coming up, a song especially devoted to Olympian wardrobe malfunctions. There's been quite a few of those in January, but the ratings for the Olympics have been awful. And again, why athletes who train for years go to P.F. Chang, South Korea, and decide, to participate in this event, find it necessary to open a mouth on politics about Trump or whatever, and all of them have bombed out. Hmm. Lindsey Vonn being the latest example. But she was proud of her effort.
Well, you know, she got a bronze. After she came in ninth in the first, and she got a bronze, I agree she shouldn't be saying anything. I think we should, clap for the USA, and we represent the USA and move on. But she did get a bronze.
You know, that's the interesting thing. We have this big globalist movement going on, but when we go to the Olympics, it's all about my country can kick your country's ass in something, you know.
But yeah, we're going to disrespect our president while we do it.
Because
our country can kick their country's ass.
This is true. This is true. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson are sidekicking with us this afternoon. We're going to cover a whole array of topics, including, and especially since Jacqueline and I both have had contact or familiar with Parkland. Did you hear the clip in the Fox Newscast just now? The students chanting, "What do we want? Gun control. When do we want it? Now."
Now.
Appreciate the trauma that they've gone through, but really, do they know what they're asking for? Have they learned history about what happens?
They don't. Mm-mm. They're in high school.
We don't know anything, really.
They're not, you know, I remember my daughter specifically asking me, she was learning about the Holocaust, and we were talking about it in the car. She said, "How come they didn't fight back?" Said because they had no guns, they had nothing to fight back with.
You can't fight back if you don't have anything to fight with.
And that's our founding fathers had the brilliance to foresee that. I love liberals who say, you know, the Second Amendment was for hunting.
No.
No, there's some that, you know, say that's what it's all about.
Read it.
No, it's thank God we have it when someone like Obama comes along or some of these other government is God folks, your family. Sorry, not on board with that at all. We have a caller. Our number's 272. Miss Ellen. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Well, I figured maybe the longer I stay away, y'all will miss me that much more and love me that much more. I'm just kidding. I listen to each show off and on. I just, these days, a lot of different things going on. Something I wanted to ask particularly to you, and hello to your guest.
Hi.
But, it's about, I don't want to be rude, but about the Jack Ingram thing. You know, you told me to ask for Greg. You don't want to go out there. And I believe that's what you told me. Or didn't you?
What was it a question about?
You know, because I'm going to get a car, those signature cars, and I wanted to ask you, I mean, I know they have different ones that come in. Can, like, I put in a request, and if they
yes,
get
they,
that type
they, of, they have a location service.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, if they don't have something on the lot, they can find one.
Oh, great. Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because there's two different things I like, and I want. And I just wondered if they didn't have it, what to do, just go back and sit and wait or what, you know?
Go over and see Tip. He'll if he doesn't handle you personally, they've got a great staff over there. They'll find out what you're looking for, and they'll get to work on it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. And listen, that Marlin thing down in Florida, you're not going to move down and do something with them, are you?
Oh, I'm too old to be
a
player.
I bet you don't even remember talking about all that, do you?
The Marlins?
Yeah.
I'm real disappointed in the way that team has been running, man. Oh. But they got a new owner, Derek Jeter. Maybe
yeah, but
one day
they got in there and did some pep rallies for them, and like you brought up all this here at the radio station in Montgomery. I mean, wow! Think where they could go and what they could do. They just need a pep rally guy behind them.
Well, I did do that. In fact, I got a lot of publicity for it when the Marlins were born, and Wayne Huizenga, before everybody in South Florida hated the guy. He was the first owner of the team, and I said, we got to give him a hand. So we got giant white rolls of paper. We got teal and black paint, and people came by the Broward Mall, put their hands in the paint, and then put their hands on the paper, and we created an enormous billboard with all these different handprints on it.
That's pretty awesome.
And put up saying, thank you, Wayne. You know, we're Major League City.
Yeah.
So I did some stuff like that when I had the opportunity.
You're good at promoting things, you know?
I try.
And you got some good choppers on you. You know, you could still do a lot of great things, Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg, you have some really great choppers on you.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. You know,
I even have a spare.
I'm back from the old crowd way, way, way back. Well, but I just wanted to talk to you a minute and ask that while it was on my mind.
Well, go over
and
see
I do get it, when I get it, I'm coming by the station.
I want to see it.
Okie doke. Love you.
All right. That's Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, Miss Ellen. At 10 minutes after 4 o'clock, I always look for dysfunctional relationship stories to pass along, see if these have crossed your desk. A 47-year-old woman from Augusta, Georgia, named Melinda Dillashaw, was sitting around the house when she suggested her husband clean it. Apparently, there were numerous animal feces around and so forth. And he said no. She was so mad at his reaction, he told her to clean while he was just sitting there. So she tried to rip off his junk.
Nice.
He managed to get away and call 911. Paramedics had to help him because she managed to inflict some damage. She's been charged with battery. But the quote, as the cops were taking her into custody.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote now. I should do the little disclaimer.
Yes.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Melinda said, quote, damn right I was going to rip his nuts off. End quote. That's from Fox 6 in Birmingham.
Well, you know, that's one of those things. You have the right to remain silent. Remain silent.
Yeah.
You know, it actually comes up a little more often than you would think. I've seen these photos of, you know, people's houses, and that's the thing about divorce is you have your life examined in very personal ways, you know, like your personal habits, your personal cleanliness, you know, like you have your life examined in really personal ways, and we get some really like gross photos, you know, just like hoarders and people come in and say, you know, my wife doesn't clean, and I'm, you know, I respond, this isn't the 50s. She doesn't have to. But, you know, occasionally they'll follow up with just like these just gross, like horrific photos where you're just like, ugh, how do you go home?
You know, there are a lot of secrets in houses, you know. I've heard some stories about that. You know, occasionally I leave fingerprints on the toaster.
Yeah.
I do a lot of cooking. I clean up after myself. I'm pretty good.
I've seen you do it. You're not lying.
It's true. There's even a pot of hot fudge in the car. But it hasn't been real effective the last couple of days between all the medications I'm taking for this bronchial thing.
Well, and you, folks, you might think Greg's just saying a pot of hot fudge. He's actually got it in some Tupperware or something. No, it's literally a saucepan in the front seat of your car.
Saucepan.
Yeah.
I make my own chocolate.
Do you normally carry your own saucepan in the front seat?
Not all the time. Now, how would that look weird in a divorce action?
Yes. That looks weird to anyone.
It would look weird in any social setting.
Greg,
that's weird to anyone.
But Greg, explain this to me. He could go, and if he wants a taste of chocolate, he could buy a Snickers bar. He's going to eat the whole bar. But if he has a pot of chocolate and just a little taste.
Little white spoon.
Right.
How do you heat up this pot outside of your home?
I don't need to heat it. It stays
in a liquid
It's not a liquid. It's more of a frosting kind of consistency at this point.
Right.
What kind of pot is this? You know, I'm registering for my wedding, and it seems like a like a solid choice.
Gosh, I should know the brand name because
is it like Teflon? Like what is
it? It's Teflon.
Yeah. It's black with a silver handle.
What kind of pots are out there?
I mean, really, the question is, like, who doesn't carry a pot, in the front seat?
I'm, like, envisioning Johnny Appleseed over here for some reason. Like,
by the way,
pot on his head.
I also learned that peaches and clean, they can... one time I brought it after I had just made it, so it was still kind of in a liquid state. And I took a spoonful out, and it dribbled all over the car seat.
I'm going to need some real specifics here. Okay, so, like, so you know, we have the pot in the car. Right?
Yes.
Theoretically clean at some point.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So we drive up to a store and we get a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Oh.
What happens then?
Oh, no. Instead of getting... No, he doesn't get a candy bar.
See, a spoonful of chocolate.
Okay, so, like, I'm imagining you get a candy bar and then melt it in your car, like, in this saucepan.
It's a scientific fact.
This is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I can't even follow here.
I'll bring the pot up. I'll go down and get it during the experience.
It's, like, in your car now?
Yeah.
He makes his own chocolate, and he does this so he can just have a taste here or there instead of having to go buy candy bars.
Okay, can I just...
Why not just buy a bag of M&Ms?
Why not just get a bag of Hershey Kisses?
Well, I learned when I was in rehab that chocolate, molecularly speaking, is very similar to
amphetamine
as a pick-me-up. So one little plastic spoonful of chocolate instead of a 280-calorie Snickers bar.
No, I follow. The chocolate has the same, it does the same thing to the brain as some substances we do to the brain, so it can trick your brain into no longer having it. Kind of cures the fix
type. Right. No, it's true.
I mean,
that's
I get it,
and you don't need much. I keep my chocolate, it's a specific special kind, in a little brown vial.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
What kind of chocolate?
Something based in the cocoa.
It's a homemade recipe. Use evaporated milk, sugar, butter, unsweetened baker's chocolate, and a little vanilla extract.
Sounds delicious.
Okay, but all of that, we carry around all of that to make that at different places?
No, he makes it once, and then it doesn't melt.
He carries it in the pot.
It stays in a liquid form, almost like a...
I'll tell you what, we got lots of clean spoons downstairs. I'll bring up the pot, you can try it.
I will.
I'm curious.
I'll take some chocolate.
And by the way, one of my other fine sponsors, Lewis Lawn, Jenny Lewis over there loves my key lime pies.
You make it
Oh, yeah, cut off your peaches and clean shout out. Sorry, peaches and clean.
I'm partial to my key lime pie now.
Well, then the next time I make a batch, I just bought a ton of shells and I've got the juice and the condensed.
No, but hold on a second.
And I'll make you one.
What kind of juice are you using for your key lime pie, Greg?
Well, if the key limes are in season, I'll use those.
Okay. All right. I'm picking. All right.
Because it definitely leaves a ring in your palate when
As it should.
You know, but if they're not in season, I use Uncle Nellie's. No, Aunt Nellie's. Nellie's transition.
See, I feel like with all your cooking, though, and try everything Greg is offering. Your chocolate's amazing. When you did the Vienna Wiener party, those are really good. Legit.
You ever had
Chicago.
A Vienna Wiener?
I'm going to have to say yes. I think I have.
Yes.
The saltine cracker.
What?
No.
Then these are different.
Oh, you're talking about those little things in
the
middle.
What are yours?
Are sausages?
Yeah, what are yours?
Those are not Chicago.
No, it's
these are
true
not
Chicago.
Chicago, like, dog.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Never.
And that's incredibly delicious when you do it, when you make sausage in the morning, hash brown casserole. I feel like you do all these common dishes, though, that people will like.
You're like Chef Boyardee. I had no idea.
Right. But here's the thing. He introduces folks to all these incredible dishes just to lead people up to, do you want to try my seafood lasagna?
No, I don't.
And then people
want to
like,
I want to try everything but seafood lasagna.
See,
seafood lasagna, it's not red sauce. It's a cream sauce.
Right, yeah, that makes it better.
You're not winning me over here.
With crab and shrimp.
I would actually try it.
Mm-mm.
I have been to a restaurant where, like, the only thing I would order was it's like seafood lasagna, and it actually is
and you
like
serve
really
it
delicious.
With a Caesar salad, a ring of jellied cranberries, and garlic
toast.
Okay,
all right, well, you lost me.
Yeah. Why'd you bring in the cranberries?
Gone.
Well, you two are like, my daughter loves it.
Yeah.
She's been eating it. She liked it when she was a kid, and I make one every time I go down to Florida. They love it.
One is different in Florida, too. Like, you know, even if, like, crab doesn't come out of, like, necessarily the Florida coast, I mean, you know, still, it feels like it's, like, fresher.
Nope.
And, like, it's a little more acceptable.
Nope, we're not doing that.
If I brought you a piece, would you at least try it?
Absolutely, I would try it.
When I make one, I'll set aside some for you guys
small
to try.
A small portion.
Yes. Who's on the phone?
I'm not certain. I just put them on hold because we were talking.
We're talking about seafood lasagna over here.
Hello.
Hey, it's Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I'm great. I just felt like I was listening to the radio in Colorado or California for a second. I was listening to you say that you had your pot and chocolate in the seat next to your car.
Unfortunately, we're not in any of those states.
Nope.
We're still here.
I'm not a funny guy. I had to take that opportunity since you gave it to me.
That's totally cool, man. We appreciate the call. Would you like to
love the show? Morning? Thanks for everything. Yes.
Month
I'm
day
totally
of
about it. 10/21/70.
You are in. Thank you for the phone call. It is 20 minutes after 4 o'clock. We still have lots of stuff to get to.
Yes, but yeah, we're talking about seafood lasagna.
It's good.
I don't know. I can appreciate that Jim's self-aware enough to realize he's not funny.
I thought Jim was pretty funny. Good for Jim.
Good for you, Jim. See? It's 4:20 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I would like to... We've had, within our station family, two people victimized by horrible electric fires. And electric fires are especially devastating. When they get started, they will just burn everything. And they leave behind a real tragic situation and a real mess. Now, yeah, you got insurance, fine, but you take a look at all the stuff that you have to replace and all the things that you lost that can't be replaced. You want to prevent something like that from happening. Mr. Electric and the Master Electricians there have a special for you as a News Talk listener for $199. We're talking about the best electricians out there. We'll come to your house and give you a complete inspection on your system. If you notice that perhaps lights are flickering or burning out faster, that there is an outlet or two that doesn't seem to be working. Older homes are especially fraught with the danger for this type of fire to develop. So it's recommended that you get this whole house checkup, and considering the expertise of their team of people, and if you have anything else you need done, like an installation or whatever, they'll be happy to take care of that, too. They give you upfront pricing on anything. But that $199 special for the whole house inspection is a great deal for Mr. Electric. Great company. When their people show up, they're on time. They put a welcome mat down in front of your house, clean their feet, put covers on, and whatever they do inside, if there's an installation or repair that needs to be done, they clean it up so all they leave you with is the great result that you sought them for in the first place. So finally, you have a go-to electrician here in the River Region. Put the name and number under refrigerator magnet and take advantage of that $199 special. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. We have traffic, news, and weather. Then we're back. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house this afternoon from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. One accident working right now. It's on McGee Road, and it's between Elmdale and Carter Hill, so be careful over in that area. Everything else working out pretty well as far as the interstate systems, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Maybe a little stop-and-go stuff around the Boulevard. Everything else looking really good so far. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has just received truckloads of Toyota Tacomas with up to 100,000-mile warranties. Get them before they're gone at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery police officer shot in the line of duty this afternoon. Police were dispatched on a call to the 1600 block of Westcott Street. When they arrived, they saw a subject fleeing the scene armed. There was an exchange of fire. The officer had a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The suspect was fatally wounded and dead on the scene. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating the shooting per MPD protocol. Montgomery Water Works completed a repair on a 6-inch water main that broke in the 3000 block of Merrimack Drive just off McGee Road. The break created a large hole in the pavement, threw debris through the window of a home and a vehicle. A house had water damage. Officials said the pipe had been patched with clay in past years, which broke. There was no leak or warning before the main burst. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're not done with this unusually warm weather yet. In fact, more records will fall. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high around 83 with rain chances 20% or less. We should easily break tomorrow's record of 79. Then low 80s again on Friday, close to record territory. Rain chances low even on Friday. And then a better chance of scattered showers arriving Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday as a front approaches the area. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you'll stay ahead of weather changes all the time with push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale. Come to AutoSave Tire February 23rd, 24th, and 26th for your tires. All sizes, all brands, all tires on sale. We have special pricing from our vendors for this sale only. Also sell prices on alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, tune-ups, maintenance services, and more. Do not miss this sale. Three locations for 3 days. Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, February 23rd, 24th, and 26th. AutoSave Tire's annual warehouse sale. Do not miss this sale. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was watching all that figure skating when the skater's costume started breaking. Nipple came out, everyone saw. Figure skating makes her clothes fall off. Now figure skating is my favorite sport, especially when skaters' costumes get torn. I never miss it, now I always watch. Figure skating makes her clothes fall off. The thread will start to tear and get loose. The fabric begins to rip. She'll start falling out of her costume when her zipper done unzips. And when the figure skating program's done, she'll be naked, no clothes on her buns. Showing everybody what she's got. Figure skating makes her clothes fall off. Figure skating makes her clothes fall off. Figure skating makes her clothes fall off.
A lot of wardrobe malfunctions at this year's Winter Olympics.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Not too many people. NBC is getting killed in the ratings in this Olympiad, and I think a lot of people shut it off when they started politicizing it. That's my simple, perhaps oversimplified explanation for what's going on. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are our guests this Wednesday afternoon. Following the show, we're celebrating Emily's birthday, number 33 and a third tonight, with a non-chocolate cake free over at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Our Knights at the Roundtables group will be gathered there, and we hope you come and join us. You, too, have been over there.
We have.
And got quite the reception, too.
Yeah, we had a great time. We need to make that happen again soon.
I wanted to ask, well, first of all, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I want to address it because this tax law, of course, what we're enjoying immediately, you know, is salaried employees. Some got bonuses. Some are getting more money in their take-home pay. But a lot of things have come and gone with this change. Like, I've been, you know, Morris Capuano is our mortgage guy. And I've been emphasizing, if you're renting and you're an employee who writes off business expenses that are non-reimbursed by your employer, you need to look at buying something so you have that first mortgage deduction, because that could be a problem for some. And I was just thumbing through some of the changes, and I noticed that they removed the tax-deductible status. How do you see that impacting what you do?
I think it's probably... For some clients, going to make it a little tougher to get them to, you know, agree to pay alimony.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of the little bone that you throw is, well, yes, you have to pay alimony, and that really sucks, okay, but it's tax deductible, okay, to you and is income to her. So I think it's kind of going to probably make it a little harder to settle for alimony. And there's some new Alabama laws in regards to alimony and retirement. So I think it's just going to make it a little tougher to include that in a settlement.
But I think it kind of also is going to open the doors to, and I don't think the court, I don't know, Dana, you may know, I don't know if the courts have necessarily touched on this or not, but it may open the door for people that are already paying alimony to see a material change in circumstances and ask for the court to modify that alimony depending on the terminology in their order or their agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I think that courts, at least in my experience, I know that I've had judges in the past that have been more willing to award alimony because it is it was tax deductible for the payor spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if judges are going to be so quick to grant or order that alimony now that there isn't a tax incentive.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would highly doubt that it's been litigated yet, just because, you know, where Alabama and our court systems really don't litigate things in 2 months. But that's a good question, whether
I would argue it. I would say, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, when Judge so-and-so ordered this alimony that my client was to pay, they took into consideration that this would be a tax deduction for them. And since the law no longer affords that opportunity, I think that's a material change in circumstances warranting a modification of this alimony, Judge.
Well, and if you're sitting here listening and you're paying alimony,
call us.
Well, here's the thing, we're lawyers, we'll always take your money. But what I would suggest is that you hold off for a couple months, because there's somebody out there that's going to do it. And there's somebody out there that's going to pay a lawyer to do it for the first time.
Hey, I'd do it.
And there's somebody out there.
Call me.
That's going to get the court. The court's going to have to make that decision.
Now,
it's going to go to the courts.
In this era where we're constantly bombarded with equality and female empowerment. Mm-hmm. And
hear me roar.
Yeah. Doesn't alimony strike you as something of a sexist
Absolutely,
relic?
And I'll tell you why. I have a case right now. Right now I have a case where I represent the man, shocker, and the woman made significantly more than he did. I mean, 3 times as much money as he did.
Mm-hmm.
We petitioned the court for alimony months and months and months ago. Court has been silent on the issue. I filed 2 motions for temporary spousal support. And I've also talked to opposing counsel about, hey, we need some pendente light support. He can't pay the bills. And it was like almost laughable. The response that I got from opposing counsel was like, ha, 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 yeah, right. And I'm like, no. If the roles were switched, the gender roles were switched, we would be in court, temporary spousal support, mortgage would be paid, and there would be no question about it. So in my experience, I can't speak for all, but in my experience, I most certainly think that there's some gender equality going on there.
Yeah, I kind of see the alimony gender equality kind of lagging behind the custody part of it. Like custody, we're actually, you know, we're making headway, even from when I first started practicing to now. I mean, we're making headway with custody. I don't see that so much with alimony.
Yeah, I think that the court system is really quick to issue, you know, some standing orders that are supposed to keep everything status quo, but we have so many cases and so few judges that I'm finding that there's a large lag in getting orders out, which, by the way, just, you know, FYI, not your lawyer's fault. If your lawyer's doing what they're supposed to do and they're filing their motions, like, I can't make the court issue an order. I also can't make the court issue an order when they're violating a standing order requiring them to pay certain bills and they're not. Perfect example. I had a divorce recently. Parties were ordered to pay status quo on their housing, you know, everything.
And status quo, just to pipe in, in case people don't realize, whenever you file for divorce, some judges will enter an order that says that you need to keep paying whatever it is that you've been paying prior to the time that you separated.
The same.
It's to keep people from up and leaving and starting a new life and leaving people, you know, with no money.
Which is exactly what the wife did in my case. She completely left him with the marital home and all of the marital expenses. Mind you, side note, she had been paying all the utilities for the last 18 months, left him and stopped paying all the utilities. And then when we filed a motion with the court to say, hey, judge, she stopped paying the utilities, opposing counsel turned around and said, in a pleading to the court, well, she's got her own expenses now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry? Like, what? So, I mean, we do see a lot of gender equality, especially on the money front.
We would also, this afternoon, that's very interesting information. And I was wondering, you know, because people, I think in New York State, the beauty of that tax law is that it's going to compel states that have been ripping off their constituents for ridiculous state income taxes like New York, California. They've capped those deductions at $10,000. So there was a rush for in some of those states to prepay the taxes so they could, you know, get it in ahead of the deadline. I was wondering if there was any attempt to do that with alimony. In other words, prepay all the remaining alimony in 1 year. Would that be a legal thing to do?
You know, I don't know.
I think it depends on what kind of alimony it is, because if it's periodic alimony, that depends. It's for an infinite amount of time and depends on either of the party's death. But that's not a property settlement. But yes, you could theoretically, if it was a property settlement, saying, you know, for 10 years, he'll pay her $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then yes, you could prepay that, but there would be no way to prepay necessarily periodic regular alimony because there's no way to determine
it's for an infinite
how long
period
it would last.
Just a question that came up when I became aware of that change in the tax law.
Well, I've had clients in the past, like with child support purposes, they will prepay child support. Like if the child's about to turn 19 or whatever the case may be, or they come into a significant portion of money. But I've never had a client ask about alimony. And I'll say this, alimony is, you know, fairly common in our world for alimony to be awarded. But I have found, at least in the last 3 or 4 years, that it's not been as prevalent as it was when I first started practicing. I do see a little bit more of a reserve on judges awarding alimony that lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
And what Dana was kind of touching on is alimony that is more of like a property settlement. And what that means is a judge may say, okay, you're going to pay her $500 a month for 32 months. Or, you know, $500 a month for 16 months or whatever the case may be. And that's kind of, that's the property settlement mentality. It's a fixed amount of money for a specific amount of time. Not modifiable. So you just No, go ahead. You just have to look at the language in your orders, because absent some sort of material change in circumstances and those types of things, nothing is really easy to fix.
Since the two of you are so well-versed in the social components between men and women, I'm going to be interested in hearing your reaction to some things about Me Too that have started to evolve as that movement has continued on. But right now, we unwittingly commit, I think it's 3 felonies a day without even realizing it. Maybe one of these days somebody will realize it. You'll find yourself in the bracelets, and Joey's got somebody to recommend.
Oh, yeah. It's a day that you hope never comes. But usually, you know, this is a good audience. Everybody always follows the law who listens to us, Greg. But you know what? It might be one of their family members who's always in trouble. Maybe one of the kids who thinks they're going to live forever and they can never get in trouble. And here's what we're talking about. You are being detained and charged with a crime. And I think Dana said it earlier. Use your right to remain silent. Don't talk about actually wanting to tear his nuts off. I mean, like, actually stay silent.
There are some things you feel like you shouldn't have to tell people.
Exactly. Just stay quiet and remember this number. Be prepared, because I've got a great defense lawyer for you. The number is 472-5499. 472-5499. That's the number for Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law. You heard him earlier this week on Monday. He did a great job on the radio, and he'll do a great job for you defending you because he's very detail-oriented. He's a very humble guy, more humble than I would even imagine given his pedigree and what he's been able to pull off in his career. But he's really looking to help folks who find themselves in need of a good defense because he saw so many people get chewed up in the system when he was a prosecutor and investigator for the government. So again, remember this number, 472-5499, 472-5499, or check out his website, MrBigLaw.com. That's Big with two G's, MrBigLaw.com. Greg Biggs, attorney at law. Make him your best defense.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Where have I heard that before?
Right.
I think we had an update on the markets today. Brett McDonald will join us just after 5 o'clock and explain it all, make sense of everything for us. In the meantime, if you have any questions in the realm of divorce, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are here. Number's 272-9228. We'd love to hear from you. And we can also make you our next Baumhauer's Big Shot.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Everything's going well out on the roads. That accident that was on McGee Road has been cleared. Everything's good there now. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn are all clear at the moment. Do you want to get your real estate license but can't attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're not done with this unusually warm weather yet. In fact, more records will fall. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high around 83 with rain chances 20% or less. We should easily break tomorrow's record of 79. Then low 80s again on Friday, close to record territory. Rain chances low even on Friday. And then a better chance of scattered showers arriving Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday as a front approaches the area. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you'll stay ahead of weather changes all the time with push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients, employees, and referring providers with total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. They provide their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physician before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and know your history. The LASIK procedure is appropriate for a wide range of people who want the opportunity to experience the freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Schedule a free consultation by calling 334-272-2020 or visit them on the web at getlasik.me. At Montgomery Eye, the goal is to help you see life clearly.
On Wall Street, lots of volatility today with the Dow ending in the red after a 440-point intraday swing. An afternoon rally fizzling as investors struggle to make sense of minutes released from the Fed's latest policy meeting, with the Dow closing down 167 points, the Nasdaq down 16, and the S&P 500 down 15. And sales of existing homes falling in January by the most in over 3 years. The National Association of Realtors says that sales dropped 3.2% for the second straight decline. According to the group, a shortage of homes for sale is keeping first-time buyers out of the market. And Applebee's is shuttering around 80 restaurants nationwide as casual dining restaurants continue to struggle with changing tastes. The locations scheduled for closure have not yet been announced. Applebee's owners, Dine Brands, says it would be based on several factors, including meeting their brand and image standards, as well as operational results. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees in every hive of bees in all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the expertise of Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of experience helping busy bees and their knees glide with ease like a gentle breeze. So whether you're a worker bee, a queen, or none of these, buzz over to ProgressiveCommercial.com if you please. Faster than a bee's knees as he pollinates the leaves of three trees. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
All select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Combine.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Right after the show, we celebrate Emily's birthday at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Here are some of the things Emily is known to say.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Why did you make a fist? Why are you making fists?
Y'all, I was drunk off my face. It always makes anything 10 times better. I am freaking losing my mind. I really think that I'm about to have some kind of breakdown. I will give up whiskey for Lent. I like bourbon. Nice way to lead off, Jay. Your face is about to be real rosy when I punch it. Don't try to make me feel better with a cheeseburger.
Yay!
There's a reason that I'm still single. I dated a 21-year-old when I was 31, so last year, and that's just, it's too much.
I mean, I think I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm very independent, and I've found that sometimes that doesn't work.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
And Emily Hayes will be at Baumhauer's with us tonight after the show. We've got Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson with us. And we've just scratched the surface on things I want to bring to their attention, but I have a case here that you may have heard about. I'd like to get your opinion on it. Biloxi Gambler, though, is on the phone. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey.
Hello.
Say hi to Dana and Jacqueline.
I'm sorry, I don't know the attorney's name.
It's Dana. Okay, I still appreciate the enthusiasm. We're Delk and Tomlinson.
Hello.
Delk and Tomlinson, but I don't know your first name.
I'm Dana Delk and she's Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Dana and Jacqueline, okay. Now, here's my question. It's the elephant in the room that nobody else is going to ask. Mm-hmm. Now, I think one of you, because I listen to you every time you're on the show, I never miss a minute of any show. So I believe one of you is married, has a baby.
Yes.
Okay, and then one of you is still single, right?
I'm engaged, actually.
Engaged. Yeah. Engaged is still single, but engaged. Okay. Here's my question, though. All right, see, now once you're already married, and that could have been before. Here's my question. Was it harder when you were single? I mean, really totally single and not engaged. Was it harder at the time to, in your social life, to date with people knowing that you're a divorce attorney?
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
Not really. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, people, you know, kind of talk about, attorneys and, oh my God, you're a divorce lawyer. But in reality, people don't really hold it against you.
It's what I do. It's not who I am.
Yeah, and so, it didn't really...
Yeah.
People liked it, to be honest with you.
Jared didn't like it. No, Jared didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Really? No, Jared... No, yeah. Actually, to answer one of your questions, I was a lawyer far before I met my husband, about 9 years before I met my husband, well, 8 years before I met my husband, or we got married, and he wasn't a big fan, I don't think, of, like, marrying a divorce lawyer, because he knew, like, hang it up.
Okay, so I think dating is different than marrying, but I think at the same time, like, you know what you're getting. I mean, you know.
You have to date before you get married.
But I'm saying, like, it wasn't, like, you know, hard to get a date or, like, to continue dating, but... You know, it's one of those things. You know what you're getting.
I was always afraid when a female is an attorney that I'm dating, and I'm going, she's an attorney. Oh, and a girl that's already been divorced, she already has the number, already knows the process, and that also scared me too. So,
well, thankfully, Dana and I have never actually. And I'll put this out there. Dana and I have actually never been divorced ourselves. We just do them every single day of our professional lives.
Yeah, you don't want to bring your work home. That's a good thing. That may be a good reason to marry a divorce attorney.
We are very blessed in that front. But yes, I can see where it'd be very intimidating. But I think it might be very intimidating for some men to date professional women in general.
In that traditional role. Yeah, I think... At one point in my life, I would have had a very difficult time being with a woman who made more money than I did or had a higher...
See, and I wouldn't have wanted to marry you.
See,
you know, it's like, if it's someone who, like, has an issue with that, I probably don't want to be married to you.
Well, and I'll say this. I think that one of the biggest things that we see in divorce is a lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think communication probably starts at the dating level.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a much younger friend of mine. I consider him a brother. And we had a conversation this weekend about... can you see yourself marrying this person? And if so, what are the red flags you see now? Because those red flags get magnified once you get married. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to be able to talk to your significant other, whether it's in a dating relationship or an engaged relationship, because, you know, do you have a problem with me making more money than you? Do you have a problem with my religious viewpoints? Do you have an issue with where I want to send my children? Do you want children? A lot of divorces could be cut off in the dating world if people would just talk a little bit more.
I think
yes,
that's very
enjoy y'all on the show. I'm going to hang up now, Greg. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. We kept you on the phone.
No, glad you called, Biloxi. Let me ask you this. Do the things you witness in your professional life help you forge better relationships because you... seeing the mistakes that others have made?
You know, in my opinion, I would say yes. Just because...
How so, Dana?
Well...
For me, that was
she's looking at me like she knows something. I don't actually know what she's trying to tell me invisibly. But, I think we see, like, mistakes and things that really both sides, men and women, husbands and wives, you know, mistakes that are made. And I think you're just more aware of... you know, your actions and the things that you say and the consequences that could come of it, you know?
We have the benefit of sitting across the table from people on a weekly basis that have been married far longer than we have. So, you know, when people come in our office, they've been married 20, 30, 40, sometimes even 50 years. And you just talk to them and you can see where the deterioration started. So we can kind of cut things off before they maybe get to the point of... divorce.
One of these days, I want to put together a show on sex in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And where I think a lot of people make mistakes. There was a survey we mentioned this on the show, and it was a very extensive project, but basically it was determined that the age at which women and men were having the best and most satisfying sex, 66 for women, 64 for men. Mm-hmm. And I think there's real logical reasons for that. Because of what's going on, at, you know, 30 years previous in your life and so forth.
You're retired. You have more time.
Well, there's
you're not
that
coming
too.
Home tired at night.
But true.
You're not
but,
getting 2 hours of sleep a night raising a baby.
Well, you know, you're not getting home at 5 o'clock and tired. And, I mean, you know.
But this is stuff. I mean, I really want to put it out there. I really think I have some important stuff to say and suggest on this. And maybe we can do a panel.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Might even. You could do it on your show since it's already twisted.
Oh, it's very twisted. And I've already addressed sex a lot.
So I hear. David.
It's true.
Hey, David. The best sex in my marriage is going to be as soon as I get home.
All right. All right.
Good for you.
Also appreciate that enthusiasm.
Well, David.
After a hard day's work. No, just joking. Hey, you know, you guys talking about communication prior to marriage, man, I had a friend of mine got married in his early 50s, never been married before, professional, never, and he married a girl, she'd never been married, she was like 10 years younger, and he was unable to have children, and I asked him before he even asked this girl to marry him, I said, have you guys had the conversation about you know, not having kids, because I said, I would imagine she's going to want to have kids, being this is her first marriage. And he said, yeah, she wants to have kids. And I said, and?
Mm-hmm.
And they never had the conversation. And I asked him about a year later after they got married. He was back in town visiting family. He lives out west. And I said, did you guys ever have the conversation? He said, no. I said, so what's your marriage status? He goes, we got divorced 5 months ago.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so it was like
kids, finances, and religion are usually like the big three.
The big three, yep, yeah. Exactly.
You got to be on the same page.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised the people that come in and they were not on the same page. Mm-hmm. And either they didn't know they were on the same page or they weren't on the same page and they knew it and they thought it would change.
Yeah, no. Listen, my mama taught me a long time ago, a leopard doesn't change its spots. So if you're marrying somebody thinking that they're going to change for the better, no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, David, we appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks so much. As we close in on a fresh edition of Fox, I got to tell you, when you two are here with us, the minute hand on the clock spins like a propeller. We'll be talking to Brad McDonald in a moment. If you would like to add something to your home that serves both the functional purpose and adds to the value and looks fantastic, in the field of shutters, Southern Shutters, made right here in Montgomery since 1964 in a neat little factory on Coffee Street just west of 65, using a combination of skilled human beings and modern technology, they make the most amazing shutters you will ever lay your eyes on. And even though their shutters are shipped and used by contractors and building projects all over North America and Europe, you can get a great deal for yourself and a guarantee that beats everybody's by calling Hunter Robinson at 294-1258 and get the local deal at Southern Shutter. By the way, they're also launching an additional line of other window treatments.